Cres, Brother and Sister, D.H. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 18, 1904. Dear Brother and Sister Cres, I have received instruction in regard to the use of flesh meat in our sanitariums. Flesh meat should be excluded from the diet, and its place should be supplied by wholesome, palatable food, prepared in such a way as to be appetizing. Those who come to our sanitariums for treatment should be provided with a liberal supply of well-cooked food. The food placed before them must necessarily be more varied in kind than would be necessary in a home family. Let the diet be such that a good impression will be made on the guests. This is a matter of great importance. The patronage of a sanitarium will be larger if a liberal supply of appetizing food is provided. Again and again, I have left the tables of our sanitariums hungry and unsatisfied. I have talked with those in charge of the institutions and have told them that their diet needed to be more liberal and the food more appetizing. I told them to put their ingenuity to work to make the necessary change in the best way. I told them to remember that what would perhaps suit the taste of health reformers would not answer at all for those who have always eaten luxuries, as they are termed. Much may be learned from the meals prepared and served in a successfully conducted hygienic restaurant. Brother and Sister Cres, unless you give much attention to this matter, your patronage will decrease instead of increasing. There is danger of going to extremes in diet reform. When a letter came to me from Kurenbong saying that Dr. Cres was dying, I was that night instructed that he must have a change of diet. A raw egg, taken 2 or 3 times a day, would give the nourishment that he greatly needed. I feared that Dr. Cres would not live till my prescription reached him, but the Lord graciously spared his life. Last night, I was in my sleep talking with Dr. Cres. I said to him, "You must still exercise care in regard to extremes in diet. You must not go to extremes either in your own case or in regard to the food provided for the helpers and patients at the sanitarium. The patients pay a good price for their board, and they should have liberal fare. Some may come to the sanitarium in a condition demanding stern denial of appetite and the simplest fare, but as their health improves, they should be liberally supplied with nourishing food." You may be surprised at my writing this, but last night I was instructed that a change in the diet would make a great difference in your patronage. A more liberal diet is needed. Will you not give heed to this instruction? It will be good for you as well as for the patients. I will not write more on this subject now. I have a deep interest in the family at the Warunga Sanitarium. I have their special good in view, and this is why I have written as I have. I woke at 11:30 and rose at 1:30 to write this letter. In much love.